here at the 2014 Trade Talks at the National Farm Broadcasters Association's convention here in Kansas City, Missouri. And Leanne Saunders is here with me. She is chairman of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. So let's talk proteins today. What's an update for the industry numbers?
So, Jamie, it's been a great year for exports when you look at statistics January through September. We've seen unprecedented growth, $5 billion in pork exports, $5 billion in beef exports. And when you look at what that means to how that contributes back to a producer's bottom line, that's over $280 per head for a beef producer, so per beef animal, and $65 per head for pork producers. So great growth in the international market. So it's a fun story to talk about.
Well, looking to the 2015 season, what do you see the outlook to be?
So we continue to hope that exports will continue to grow at these rates. You know, it's a challenge when you think about limited supplies and higher prices, you know, and increased competition around the world. It's not an easy place to compete in today, but the relationships we've been creating over the last 40 years continue to help and drive that. And we have great supply chains that are working collectively together to get these proteins to consumers worldwide.
When it comes to the challenges the beef, pork, and lamb industry have seen, we're record low beef national herd numbers. The lamb industry has seen significant decline, and then we've had, you know, disease breakouts throughout the pork industry. How have these natural disasters and diseases impacted exports?
They always impact the availability of supply, which not only impacts domestic sales, but international sales. So our exporters have to deal with that. They have to deal with increased prices in a very competitive landscape internationally. So there's always those challenges. And then you also have technical barriers that come into play when we're looking at with our trading partners, and those issues continuing to get more and more complex. But we also have a great story on the other side. You know, we have rising GDPs around the world, a growing middle class, where moms want to purchase proteins for their families. So we have the opportunity, if we work really hard on all these fronts, to get her those products wherever she is around the world.
Trade is such an important part of the agricultural industry. What is going on when we're talking about the country of origin labeling and what WTO's refusal to accept? What's the update on that?
So, you know, COOL is a complex issue for everyone in the supply chain. I think from an international perspective, you know, Mexico and Canada are important trading partners for us. They are some of our largest export markets. So when we look at that particular issue from USMEF's perspective, it's all about just hoping that we can be WTO compliant with whatever's decided to be the path regarding COOL. We understand domestically that there are producers that really want, you know, the country of origin on the label, and that's what's important to them. We understand that. We focus more on if that occurs, if we can keep that WTO compliant, that's in the best interest for these great markets that we sell a lot of beef, pork, and lamb to in Mexico and Canada.
Well, thank you, Leanne. Once again, talking with Leanne Saunders, the chairman for the U.S. Meat Export Federation here at Trade Talks, I'm Jamie Johansson.